baby, will you eat that there snack cracker in your special outfit for me, please?
Hello, and welcome to the 76th episode of the DBO Cocktail Hour, a podcast where we discuss the social aspects of Dungeons & Dragons Online. I'm your host, Lessa, with my fantastic co-host, Samus Robo. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite cocktail, hopefully if it's not too early like it is for us, and join us for a little while. Hello.
We're totally going to rub word penises together.
If I had a penis, I would rub it against yours.
Exactly.
Just deep.
But we're going to do the word penises.
Yes, we're going to rub word penises
that's
together.
Right. And you, the listeners, are going to get to watch with your earballs. It's going to be hot.
It's the cocktail hour now.
It is now. Put these people right back in their place. Everyone's like, where's the new show? Where's
so we start out right away with homoerotic references.
Ears are bleeding. This is no bueno.
So here we go.
All right, you
want to talk about this new Avengers trailer?
Yes,
I do. And before we started recording the show, I sounded like a complete idiot, so I have to out myself because I didn't recognize the villain in the trailer, and I thought it was...
It was great.
I said Kronos instead of Thanos.
Are they fighting Kronos? No, dear, they're fighting Ultron. Oh, I'm like, are you trying to say Thanos? She's like, yeah. I don't know my Avengers lore. I'm like, that's fine.
It was.
It's fine.
But Captain America, though.
I know.
Oh,
he's a big dreamboat. I know. That's his job.
He makes me want to cry.
You're just waiting for the gay Avengers porno.
Oh, my God. That would be so awesome.
Yeah, I figured as much. I bet it's out there. I'll ask Tobrell if he's got a
copy. But you know it is.
I know he's got it. But, yes, no, there's a... First of all, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., not long ago, they did a little teaser, which was actually amazing. I was just talking to Lessa, and she didn't see it, because she's a dirty commie.
Because I don't watch S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., there was it was a little slow, and then it got real good when it... Did you watch it around the Captain America 2 release, Winter Soldier? They had, like, this hard shift, and it turned real, real good. Like, it was... It was fine before, but then it got super good. The end of season one and this season so far has been really, really good. I think you would like it a lot, actually.
You think I should come back, is what you're saying?
I think you should find somewhere towards the middle of season one, kind of get back up to speed with the characters and what's going on a little bit, but watch, like, right before the finale, watch Captain America 2, which I know you'll be on board for, and then watch the season one like finale, or maybe it's two episodes before the finale. I'd have to look it up because they tie in together because it's the Marvel's universe, right? So everything happens together.
Yep.
It's right up your alley. I think because you really enjoy the Arrow and the Flash.
Well, that's what happened to me with Arrow. Hold on, there's a puppy whining.
That's right.
Hit it.
Quiet.
Hit
be cool. I'm not going to hit a puppy. You don't do that. What kind of monster are you?
Hi, I'm Samus Grovo. I'm a halfling.
Have we met? I'm Samus Grovo. I'm a monster. That's what happened with me when I was watching Arrow, is I stopped watching. I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, there's like a point in season one, you're like, meh.
This is okay. And then towards the end of season one, it just picked up and it got great.
Yeah, you
and
like
then comes
binge
season
watch
two,
episodes you missed, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God.
They had the Black Canary on screen with him, and I was just in love.
I felt that way about Tomorrow People. I don't know if you watched that, but like the first few episodes weren't great. Then I, like, binge-watched the last half of the season. I was like, oh, this is the greatest show ever! And then it was canceled. I'm like, oh, of course it is, because, But, yeah, no, it's very much like that, I think. So, I think you can give it another shot and you'll like it. But Felicity Smoke is hot! Two minutes of the Avengers while you get logged in, because we're going to do...
I'm logged in.
...him to do this challenge. Oh, well, then invite me to a thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, just real fast, the Avengers movie looks great right now. It's going to be super great. And Ultron is amazing, I think. James Spader is Ultron. And I was like, it's not going to be that great. But the trailer was leaked a couple of days early or a week early or whatever it is. And he's in there talking. And it's got that super creepy, like, monologue like they had with Loki from the first Avengers, talking about how everyone wants to be dominated and shit. It's real.
Wow.
Yeah, it's real good. So if you haven't seen it, go ahead and check it out. And it's got the one thing true Marvel fans have been looking for seeing for years and years and years and years and years. The Hulkbuster armor up against the Hulk. Yes, that's right. I orgasm. Eyegasms. Boom. Sploosh in my pants. All right, so I'm trying to load in the house, Kenneth. What's next on our topic list?
Next on our topic list, we kind of touched on it already, but I wanted to make sure people knew if they wanted to either A, watch The Fall Fling. You can watch because we on a. You can actually watch from every point of view most days. From four different point of views, myself, Bonnie, you, or Jerry.
That's correct. And potentially new players.
And potentially two new players because we had two people drop out. If you would like to join us instead of watch The Fall Fling, we are at level 12 on Argonessen, and send me an email, lessa@ddococktailhour.com or samus@ddococktailhour.com, and we'll try to get you into the Fall Fling. We play every Wednesday, 12:30 to 1:30 Central, 1:30 to 2:30 Eastern. Am I saying that right?
I think so. Okay. And I just realized that this is really going to suck because I'm talking about what we're going to do for today in-game while we're recording this show. We're trying to put together a level 11 Ring of the Stalker for yours truly.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I have the Jade Scorpions,
right?
Which means I need Necrotic Charms and I need Crew Talismans, which both come from Kobold Island.
Yes. Okay, now let's talk about DDO Players News, which you haven't listened to yet.
Look, this is what I did. I downloaded the two episodes. They're all the way downloaded now. DPN, Double Penis News. I'm going to figure out a way to make that fun. Let's do Disruptor. So yeah. I'll do the inland, you'll do the sea ones? Is that what we're saying? Okay, done deal. So yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. But it is on the list. I will attempt my hardest to knock that out for here this week, at least the first couple, because I've heard a lot of good things about it.
It is really fun. They remind me a lot of us whenever we first started playing.
Oh my goodness!
You can tell that they really love it, and they're kind of learning as they go, and it's just a really fun show. I'm very impressed with it, so. I think you should listen to it.
I will check it out. Like I said, it's been on my list for a while. My time is so crazy, which I guess now would be a good time to mention the name of the show is what again? I think you said it was Damn You or Damn It Samus Fix the Website.
Damn It Samus Fix the Website.
Samus, I think, was what people decided.
Can we get away with that?
I don't know.
I think we can.
So, yeah, I super busy. It is, like everything else, is on my list, but I will endeavor to find some time. It's really hard to find time to do stuff like this now. Like, some of this has been my fault. Most of it's been Les's.
What?
But, shush, take the blame. But I'm working on it.
Everything you ask me to.
You say that, but then the one time I said anal, you're like, no, we don't. There's some places we don't
cross. I draw the line.
Right. So I was like, all right, well sorry, Clanky, I tried. So, yeah, I'm working on it, doing my best, but things are crazy. Like, we don't even get 2 hours of the Fall Fling anymore. This is kind of a weird exception because I really wanted to get a show out because people are like, when are you going to do a show? Damn it, Samus, do a show. I'm like, oh, I'm trying, people. I'm trying.
Well, let's go into our group discussion, which I think ties into the
Our group of the two of us?
Yeah, our group discussion. 1-2.
Sweet.
Before I talk about that, how much coving did you do?
I did not a lot. I'm not going to lie. I did probably 6 runs maybe. Because honestly, there was not anything that I was in hard need of. But I really wanted the upgraded hourglass for Samus. So that was about all I wanted to do.
I made the trinket for this guy here. And then I fell into a deep, deep rabbit hole with all of my other characters.
Now, like this character, though, I made the trinket, the armor skin trinket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of that one. The one that gives you the stone skin.
Yeah, the Greater Stalwarts.
Yeah, that one I'm a big, big fan of, especially on characters that don't have a lot of gear. So that one's kind of my guilty pleasure when it comes to
Crystal
things.
Cove.
Yeah.
But you said you were kind of tired of the Crystal Cove. And then whenever they dropped the map requirement to 500, it was on. Because it seemed like if you went in last, by the time you came out, it was already open again. So, I mean, I did it until basically my eyes bled from it.
I'm not that patient, I guess, anymore when it comes to that. I mean, the gear is still fine. It's still good. But something's got to be really good for me to put forth kind of grind in that anymore. Or the XP. Like, I have to do it because I just find it to be fun. I've reached that point in my DDO career. I don't grind out gear anymore.
Really?
I just play for the fun of it. Unless there's something, like, super in particular. Like, I can't even imagine the last time I tried to grind out a particular piece of gear.
Well, you're going to explain to me what this form that you gave to me is.
All right. The form idea, which is actually not the worst, looks like Edwin Rofi. I'm probably saying your name wrong, and I apologize. But basically, he had a proposal, or she. I don't know. I'm not particularly sexist here. But the idea was that there would be a new in-game kind of challenge, kind of added to, glued onto all the different challenges, based off of your repeating, how many times you repeated the quest, whether or not it would, how it would scale to difficulty, and there would be some sort of scoring system in place where basically you'd get a score, and that score would get recorded on a high score, and you would have a high score, and that would get put out someplace where everyone could kind of see it and see what their high score is and play against each other to get the higher score. So, say on a particular quest, your high score is, you know, whatever, say 100, and then someone gets 102, now all of a sudden you have to spend this time and energy to get your high score back. Basically, it was just a way that I thought was kind of fun of getting people to play quests and replay quests, because, you know, sometimes the replayability gets to be kind of low, you know, especially on something like the Crystal Cove, where I think the idea is that it will be fun and sporadic for short periods of time, and you just grind it out really hard while it's available. But honestly, I don't feel that that works very well. I don't know. What do you think?
So you think it would be good to keep a scorecard?
Well, not just at a certain level, just at this level of quests or higher kind of deal.
Nobody cares about how many times you run Korthos Island.
Right.
Because you know PDers would be all over that.
Right.
we would win.
And the idea, I think, it would be a notch above the epic elite is what I'm my understanding of what this gentleman's talking about. Or a mode that maybe starts at a lower difficulty and you get a higher score based off of the number of times that you've run it. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it applies together.
Would it be just for bragging rights, or would you be able to maybe unlock something?
I don't know. I imagine you'd want it to be just for bragging rights, because if you made it for something that you could unlock or something you could get, maybe that would...
It would be incentive.
Right. Nice. You'd be incentivized to grind it out, and that's not what you really want. You just want something for those people who are like, all right, well, this is my 800th time of doing the Shroud. Here's my bragging rights for doing the Shroud 800 times. And I don't know how exactly feasible that is. And maybe it's not. But it does seem plausible to me.
Uh-oh. Whoa. We've got an entropic giant skeleton out. And he's over here by number 2.
All right. You got it? Do I need to head that way?
I think I can get it.
I really wish they would put the freaking turret numbers on the bloody map.
You just need to know.
Well, and when you run this enough, you kind of do a bunch of them in a row, and you kind of know what's going on, but...
Number 2 has been rescued. I have to go save number 4 now.
All right, you're my hero.
Mm-hmm, I know.
The nice thing is you should be able to reconstruct these bad boys, too.
I can.
So, this email about being an asshat, I want to get into that.
Okay, let's talk about
that. I did some research. Very important conversation, I think, for all players.
I can't believe you want to talk about this one first.
It's my favorite. I even, like, did Google research while we were talking.
Where is my answer? Hi, Lessa. I'm still looking forward to finding out what makes a person an asshat. It would be a good cocktail hour topic. Help me out. Thanks for all you do for the DDO community. DDO Dude. Sarlona.
All right, DDO Dude. So, The first thing you have to do when doing something like this is define asshat. And it is one who has their heads up their ass, thus wearing their ass as a hat. All right, very super straightforward. So basically, you can't really use that as a definition. So we look at the second definition. A person of either gender whose behavior displays such ignorance, obnoxiousness, that you would like to make them wear their own ass as a hat. I feel this one's much better, right?
Uh-huh.
So basically, if somebody is being super arrogant or obnoxious, and you are motivated to grab their little head and shove it around so it goes there, that makes them an asshat. To make that quantifiable is like number values or something. I'm not real sure how that would go. Like I can't just say like, oh yeah, there's 6 on the asshat scale. Maybe we should make an asshat scale.
An asshat scale would be
that would
really
be pretty sweet, actually. Should look into that. Maybe that'll be my claim to fame. Not this podcast for sure, but the asshat scale.
Like this podcast as a whole or just this podcast?
Look, our 5s of listeners love us. Man, an actual hardcore number for asshat. I would say, you know how sometimes you wish that you could reach through a computer screen and choke somebody to death?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That person would be an asshat. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe I'm about to lose number 4.
Lose number 4? You're
Janet,
running towards
you
me, right? Is this number 4?
No, you're at number 1.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. What am I going to do with you? Don't know number 1 from number 4.
Hey, look, I know
such
what number...
Such an asshat.
I know what number 1 is and number 2 is.
Okay, let's talk about this other email.
All right, sweetness. What is it?
All right, Simple writes, hey, Lessa, I'm one of your silent few. I'm a regular listener, been listening to you and Samus since you first had bits with Jerry back in ye old DDO cast. Wow, that's a long time ago, like
well,
episode 35,
yeah.
Of whereabouts. Let's see, with no real desire to make any kind of contact. Like the best listener
awesome.
Ever.
That's right. We just want you to walk around naked.
So what brings me out of my silence into the vocal minority? I'm loving the new webpage layout. Real crisp, excellent, really, stylistically speaking. However, there don't seem to actually be any links to shows. I really would like to listen to your most recent one. I've waited a while hoping the situation would rectify itself. Me too. No such luck. Now I will grace you with my unusual linguistic maneuverings. Looking forward to hearing the last show and the next one. We are in the process of trying to recover shows from number, I think, 25 or 27 up
right.
to 75.
And this is what I'm going to say. First of all, I'm going to blame Lessa for all
of this. Of course.
But you were a big fan of Blogspot or something. You liked a particular blogging
yes.
software.
QuickBlog. That's Quick what it's called. It was called QuickBlog, and it's gone.
Right.
They got rid of it.
It's dead.
And with it, they took everything.
Exactly.
We had to actually solicit GoDaddy to get some of the content back. And we did. We recovered a lot of the content, but none of the shows. So that's what happened. It was a very sad day.
So if you're one of those people out there that like actually has a physical copy of all the shows sitting on the hard drive or something, specifically through what, like 1 through 24.
Yeah.
Email those to us.
Yeah.
That'd be a big help.
They're all gone.
And what we'll try to do is we'll try to get something. I just stepped in something
yep.
back up there pretty soon, and I will try my best to get things back running again. Super crazy. Like I said, I got a million things going on. I took on 2 new jobs. I've taken on a coding project that will hopefully, as Lessa implied, will hopefully generate me a great deal of money, like retire next year amount of money, which is the secret goal for everyone, right? Like the kind of money I can kick my kid out of the house and not worry about him living in my house.
Maybe you could send him to college.
What's the hope? Yeah.
We had probably a 10-minute argument about this before we started started recording the show.
This is what I want to do, Lessa. I want my kid to go to a trade school of some sort. 18 months, can start while he's in high school, learn a trade. Then he can go apply that trade while he figures out what else he wants to do. I mean, it seems like in today's society, we're setting our kids up for failure by sending them to go get a degree of some sort that does nothing.
Well,
go get a useful degree.
College that is a specific degree, like nursing, or let's say graphic design.
A very specific skill, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Like, there are people right now going to freaking, like, aviation school right now. Sounds like something awesome. No, it's $40,000 in debt and no jobs. So, I mean, it's just crazy right now what's going on in the job market. And I don't necessarily see it getting all that better, even with the current political situation. There's always going to be asshats in government. And, I mean, it's just how it works, you know. It's people are going to look out for number one. And I hate to break it to you people, but you're never going to be somebody else's number one. You're only going to be your own number one. Maybe if you have a significant other, maybe you can someday be their number one. But
all right, let me get to this next email before you...
Man, I got ranty on that.
Break yourself. Yeah.
This whole show, Samus is going to say some shit.
Anyway, that last email was from Simple of Thelanus. This comes from Chris. He says, first, let me say I had no idea you guys were still around until a couple of days ago. Events had conspired to cause me to lose track of the cocktail hour for a while until a random reference led me to episode 74. I enjoy the creativity, wit, and wisdom as much as ever. Thank you for your entertainment, far better than anything I can get on television. What? Oh, I mean, thank you. I was still in the catching up on 2014 episodes last night when, by startling coincidence, there's Lessa Ismora standing next to me on the boat in Smuggler's Rest. By the time I had thought to ask you for an autograph, a function they really should implement in DDO, you had disappeared.
I could be behind that. I could support the implementing of an autograph.
Would running up next to you and taking a screenshot be too paparazzi? Cause you know that, baby, I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Paparazzi. Baby, there's no other superstar you know that I'll be. Paparazzi. Okay. I'm trying not to assign any cosmic significance to a coincidence of this magnitude.
Sorry,
but I certainly won't miss any more podcasts, Chris of Galanda. Thank you. That was very cool. Samus is a celebrity.
Booyah!
I try.
That's not my first time.
It's not your first? No, for paparazzi.
The celebrity sighting. Yes. Whenever I first started doing podcasts with Jerry years ago, I was AFK in the House Fjarlund, you know, where all the trainers are.
Sure.
And somebody came up and hugged me at random, and then I saw in general chat where they typed in, I hugged a celeb, ha ha ha, and then ran away. That's
yeah,
it.
I used to get, like, weird tales and emotes, and people just, like, follow me for a little bit naked and stuff, and it was pretty awesome. I haven't had that in a while, but it was pretty good times.
People would follow you and remove their pants?
Yes, it was pretty sweet, actually.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like living a dream, right?
Yeah.
Like Brad Pitt right there.
You were living the dream. So we have another email. This says, first off, love your show. Second, damn it, Samus, fix the website. I can play the latest podcast, is this thing on, but not any of the previous ones. There is a spot that says click here, blah, blah, blah. But there is not the usual interface there or the hyperlink to save as. Thanks in advance for putting your halfling wit to work. Fix it in capital letters. Love, Derv of Delanus.
Yeah, I would love to be able to just magically make the time in the day to do that, but literally we have to multitask playing DDO and recording a show because my schedule is so busy. And my wife just came down the stairs to ask me a question or something, and I just shook my head because I cannot possibly handle any more things.
You can't possibly handle that much attention splitting.
Yeah. I'm glad that everyone loves the show, and I would love to just be able to fix it, but all that stuff takes time, and unfortunately, none of us get paid to do this podcast. Truth in advertising right there.
I haven't even seen an Entropic Giant Skeleton yet, and we haven't hit 4.
Well, no, I clicked on the wrong one.
You seriously suck at this multitasking thing.
Yeah, this is the Chaos one or whatever.
Oh, this is Chaos?
Yeah, this isn't the Undead one. So you're good. You're good. There's a reason you haven't seen any.
That's how bad I am at multitasking.
There's a reason you haven't seen any Undead things.
I need some more mechanical parts.
You've had the same number of parts. You had three this whole time.
No, I need more.
I realize you probably need more, but I'm saying that there are only three. What's next? I could talk about how people keep asking me game-related questions, which normally I would love to answer, but I just don't know. Is that weird? That's weird and wrong, right? Like, I'm so far out of date. Like, I have no builds. My wife is always asking me for a build now. And I'm like, I don't know any builds.
You know what I tend to do is I'll find a build that I really like, and I'll duplicate it everywhere.
We have extractor number one is at 12%, and extractor number two is at 6%, people. We definitely not have our A game today.
Nope. What did you do to this extractor? I need to finish
it. I ran over here as quick as I could. I'm not fast.
Fish is back on the menu. Here you go.
Oh, that's what that's why you keep saying it, because you're killing Shanguin.
Yeah.
I gotcha. I assume that's because you were taking your pants off again.
No, not today.
But yeah, no, it's... You love it, right? Because it means they're working on your game and they're doing stuff. Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, it's like, it's just too much for me to keep up with right now. Like, I'm playing a pretty... I enjoy playing it. One of the monk throwing star builds. I really enjoy it. But I've been like level 20... been working on this epic TR life for several months now. Like, my friends are turning over an epic TR life like... once a week, and I'm turning off one, like, once every other month, maybe, if I'm lucky. Although, my Gaydar has been off, apparently.
What?
Yeah,
how has your Gaydar been off? How is that even possible?
Well, like, this kid that I know, he's a big brony guy. You know, I don't make any correlations between being a brony and your sexual orientation. I think a lot of people like the,
My
Little Ponies, right?
Yep.
No, number one.
He's not gay.
Yeah, well, exactly. So I didn't make any assumptions. And then we're talking to the guy, and he comes in a little intoxicated, and because I'm at my other job, and he's like, I want you inside me.
What?
Like, what? He wasn't talking
me?
To me. He was talking to another guy, the guy he came in with. And I'm like, what? And he's like, you didn't know I was gay. I'm like, no, I didn't know you were gay. I just assumed you were a brony. It's like all that stuff I put on Facebook.
Why would he say to you, I want you inside me?
Because I'm a very sexy man.
To other men, you're a sexy man?
Sure. Why not?
No. No.
You don't think so?
No.
There's no bears out there, or people who love bears out there?
Yeah, actually there are. So maybe...
So maybe you should shut your bitch mouth.
Don't get angry.
All the pushing for the cushion, or cushion for the pushing. I mean, I'm taking it as a... As a compliment. You should
take it as a compliment,
too. Compliment.
If you get
so
hit on, if you're a guy and you get hit on by a gay man, then that says
so
a lot about
hate.
You. Good things.
Then he's like, I heard you don't have a gag reflex. I'm like, wait a minute.
Shut up. Now you're making
so,
stuff up.
Basically, I had no idea.
I think that was a good run.
How many things did we get?
Yeah,
I just see XP.
I think we're done.
Oh, my gosh.
More than 400 crew talismans.
That's all right. Oh, sweet. 469 crew talismans?
Yep.
That was a good run. We did awesome.
Yeah, we did. We didn't even know.
We didn't even know what was going on half
We didn't even
time.
Know what was going on. I didn't even know we weren't in the Disruptor anymore.
We weren't. Yeah, no, it's crazy. All right, so what do you think? We knock out this Disruptor and then call it a show?
Yeah.
I hope people are enjoying this. Like I said, we've never done this before, and maybe if people like it, we'll do it again. So now we're just going to talk.
What I really want to know is how do we get players like Samus Grobo back just passionate for the game? Because there was a time when there was nothing else you wanted to do.
Well, let's not get carried away. I would love to be able to just sit around and play all the day. I would love to. I mean, when I do have free time now, I will admit I'm much more of a watch Magic or think about Magic. You know, that's my other job right now, doing that. So honestly, to be really honest, all I do is work and sleep. But that's okay. I mean, like I said, I enjoy it. I'm getting a lot of really valuable experience for hopefully someday Turbine can stop laying people off. I'll take this community manager experience and parlay that somehow to a field that I'm really excited about. I don't know. I used to have all this time to keep up with the updates, and I knew what was going on constantly, right? And and I was always tinkering with the build. Like, that's what Sound Concepts, right? My original show was all about, right? Was taking these weird, messed up builds and saying, hey, no, these are actually good. But I don't have time for that kind of stuff anymore. I say that, and then I'm going to say this. If I can figure out the timing, which I don't know, because I've also been asked, as a lot of you have been asked, I don't want to make it sound like I'm special. People would like for me to do a show very much on the Twitch, besides what I just do on Wednesdays with the Fall Fling.
Yeah.
And my brother has actually tried to get me to do it for years, because he's seen me play, and he's heard the podcast and stuff, and he's like, you're one of those people who can make money playing a video game. I'm like, shut up. It's like, no, for real, you probably could. You could get paid subscribers and stuff. But I'm not especially good anymore, you know what I mean? It's like, who would you rather watch on a stream if you're going to watch somebody? You're going to watch somebody really good, right? Like, I don't know.
Not necessarily. I'm going to watch someone funny.
Are you? Okay.
But I'm probably the exception and not the rule.
Yeah, see, I just don't know. Like, I watch Magic streams for talent, you know, so I can relay that information to my community. I just don't feel like I'm that particularly talented when it comes to, like, raw play skills, so I just don't know. It's very weird. It's an interesting question. If anyone has any ideas other than, like, these kind of staticky group kind of things, which is really what is keeping me playing right now, this quote-unquote static group of guild runs on Saturdays, and this thing, you know, playing with you, doing it live, playing with Jerry and Bonnie, I mean, I probably spend an equal amount of time a day or a week playing that as I do playing this. We're thinking about this.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about the diminishing returns before. You've been playing for a long time. And unlike me, I took a break. You never took a break.
Well, this is probably my break. I don't know. There is another group of people who, you know, friends of mine. And there's discussion of, because they've actually broken off and they're playing other games, like on the weekend. Like, they'll play Diablo. Is it 3 or whatever? And they're like, you could come join us for Diablo 3. And I'm like, I don't have the budget for another pay-for game. Oh, my God. My account, there was a credit card hiccup for some reason, and my game didn't get paid. And I went to log on, and I was premium. I was furious. That was not fun. Now, had I always been a premium player, which now, in retrospect, I kind of wish I had done, it would have been a different story, but, oh, my God. Logged on, I couldn't do anything. I only could unlock, like, 22 of my 29 characters.
Wow.
I know, right? What do you do?
29 characters?
Yes.
Can't possibly play all those guys.
No, I play one character right now. Basically, I play Samus. I log on, I play Samus. Hopefully, this will start helping, too. The wife and I will sporadically here start teaming up again for some group leveling. I think that's a big part of it too, right? Is your play group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have the red eyes to...
The red eyes are fun, man.
To as part of my green group. I have the defense guild, which are great, wonderful, wonderful people. Love them to death. But at the same time, I just, you know, we're across continents now. Our timetables aren't the same. So all the reasons that we wanted to, you know, import a British guild into the defense guild, you know, kind of makes it a little bit of a liability. Like, I can't log on now at 1 o'clock in the morning and have them just be there. So, I mean, it's a thing. If people have suggestions, I'd love to hear them. I'd like to know what other people think about this because, you know, I've noticed it. My wife has noticed it quite a bit because... she'll be like, hey, we're going to do this quest. I'm like, all right, well, have fun.
Wow.
You know, like, you're sitting here on the television watching Magic. You could be, you know, you could stop watching Magic and come over and do this with us. And it's like, well, I could, but I'm Facebooking this, you know, for the community, or I'm trying to figure out how to leverage this into...
Found the Archon.
More. Oh, can you kill it in time?
Gonna try.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
I got her
again.
There we go. All your shards are belong to me, Archon.
You know, I speaking of this, I actually have a person called Challenge Bot, level 15, I think, holding a level just to do nothing but challenges.
Yeah, because, you know, I've noticed that after level 15, challenges get kind of hard.
Well, I remember doing the math way back when, and that was the breakover point, because 15 is the maximum of a lot of the quests.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go over 15, then you get less ingredients per run. So you can do the one level unders at 15 with no problem. So, I mean, that's why. I wonder what else people have done for challenges.
This is what I'm going to be teaching Draculetta to do. Whenever I...
And Draculetta is one of the hosts.
Draculetta is one of the hosts of the
DDO Players
News. Absolutely adorable pair of guys. You really need to listen to that podcast.
I said I downloaded it.
I know, and you will.
Yeah, right after I get the show website fixed.
Yeah, right after we recover all those lost shows. No, they were trying to do challenges and they couldn't really figure things out. And then, you know, he had to go and say that he couldn't see the benefit of crafting, and that made me grind my teeth together. So I had to step in and do something. So I set aside 2 weeks where I'm pretty much dedicated only to teaching him.
Draculetta is a dude?
Yeah.
All right, well, that totally messed up my mental image. Thanks, Draculetta.
Thanks.
All right, continue.
Yeah, 2 weeks helping just him. That doesn't mean that if anybody else steps up and says, crafting sucks, I hate crafting, I don't see the benefit, that doesn't mean I'm going to take another 2 weeks and dedicate to changing your mind. But I do want to try to at least get him to see a little bit of the benefits of crafting. So I spent some time with him this last Tuesday, and I taught him how to make his own thieves' tools. I taught him how to make traps if he wanted to make traps. I taught him how to make dog collars out of hand wraps. I taught him how to make grenades. And we've made grease traps, and then we made some fire grenades. And then we went into the waterworks.
Did you do this on the stream?
Yeah, I did. I told you that my audio wasn't working.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
One of the drawbacks.
Time to do it over again?
Getting a new mic. Yeah, you're going to have to do it over again. But it was sort of fun because...
Sort of fun?
We got the kobolds. Yeah, it was fun. We got the kobolds to set off the grease traps, slip in the grease, and then we threw the grenades and set the grease on fire and just watched it burn. It was pretty neat. Hopefully he's intrigued.
Apparently, Lessa will go and teach you anything you like. If you have a podcast.
Apparently. I could take it. I couldn't sit by idly while he talked about one of the things I love most about the game. So that and these Caniff challenges really captured my attention and affection for these probably the last month. I play on different servers and I have different characters, and every single one of them I feel like needs stuff. I've been getting them stuff, and in doing so, been getting to know the challenges quite well.
I have to say, I really like the thing that we have going on right now with the... I like it now, also, kind of like this lax rules system that we have, but I really was getting into it before with the stricter rule set.
Wow, I'm amazed.
Just as a change of pace.
Yeah.
Now, would I like that with, like, 5 random people?
No.
No,
I don't think you would.
But as a special challenge between you, me, and Sir Kills Us A Lot, a.k.a. Jerry.
Yeah, he does get himself into trouble quick, doesn't he?
if you ever wanted to see a drow run headlong into death, join us on Wednesdays. It's absolutely great. I'm pretty sure con is a dump stat for Jerry. Right? Somehow he's alive with a -2 con. I just don't know how he does it. And again, it's that change, right? Maybe part of my problem is I'm done with this build. Maybe, I don't know. Like that's a good run.
That's a good one. 377 necromantic gems. You can't argue with that.
I cannot. I can, however, figure out how to put this ring.
Well, over here attacking my extractor. Rude.
Well, let's get the quail out of here. Maybe I need a change of pace to go back to like a caster build for a while. I was thinking about it earlier. Maybe that would be big game. I don't know.
All right, that should be your ring.
It is. I'm going to get it right now, my shiny. And
I am already wearing my ring of the stalker. And I'm going to get this guy a cloak, I have decided. Because why not?
Cloak. Oh, the cloak of the flames?
The cloak of the flames.
I can't wait till you get it and put it on. Let me know when you do.
Oh, man, I need mephit wings. I'll get those later on my own. Spying time.
All right. Well, I think this seeker ring of seeking is going to go away, and this ring of the stalker is going to go on.
Heck yeah.
I think that's a worthwhile trade, right? I give up one seeker for insightful sneak attack bonus one and manslayer on my mini shot range build with the paralyzing arrows.
All right. Well, do you want to close the show?
I'm Samus Garobo. You could, of course, check me out at Twitter at Samus Garobo. You can check out samusgarobo.com, and you can send me an email at samus@ddococktail.com. I want to say thank you to my co-host, Lessa, who is Lessa at DDO Cocktail Hour. That's for email. She's also Lessa at Twitter. And, geez, I guess you could go to Lessa.com. I've been pimping Lessa.com for some reason.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Where, it's so
that's,
weird.
That's the place where Clankingbeard decided to park all of our old commercials.
Which are great. I don't know what's going on. Like, maybe that trapezoid blade barrier is in my head. I don't know. It's so weird. Of course, you can also check us out on twitch.tv. At Lessa101, she actually twitches quite a bit now, I've noticed.
And I fixed my mic, so now there's sound to go along with the twitching.
Oh, see, I thought it was fixed before.
It was.
Right,
well,
the sound was off.
It was only the one time that...
Oh, yeah, so you had it fixed for one episode. Now you figured out that it was fixed, and you're going to break it and put the sound back.
I'm going to break it again.
All right, excellent. And, of course, you can check out my Twitch at twitch.tv/SamusGarobo, all one word, SamusGarobo. And please, again, join us on Wednesdays at, what is it?
Join us for real in person on Wednesday. Send me an email if you work nights or evenings, or if you are from the UK and you want to join us. Send me an email.
Or you're unemployed.
Unemployed, yes, that too.
I mean, any excuse that you are available during the day on Wednesdays, send us an email, join us, be part of the team, listen to me make fun of you for dying, and Lessa follows you around naked to the bar, chat calling.
Sure.
It's good times. And if you can't join us in person, join us on the stream at twitch.tv. And I don't know, what else do we want to talk about? Do we want to pump anything else?
No, let's just pump it up.
Oh, yeah. Pumping is dope.
All right, good. I'm sorry I had to say it.
It's all good. And all right. Yes, I know I got to fix the goddamn website.
Yes, working fix on the it. Website. Damn it, Sam, fix the website.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Bye.